prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26th July 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. You're in for a treat tonight. I'll tell you all about that in a minute because I wanted to introduce our guest in a few minutes. And it's been an honor to know this man just the last couple of weeks. But nonetheless, before we do that, I have a prayer request tonight. Mick, y'all know Mick, and if in Mexico, has asked for prayer for him and his wife again. I don't know the situation, but Mick has asked for prayer, and we know that our Father in Heaven knows what's going on. So keep Mick and his wife, Johnny, in your prayers, please. That's very important. And by the way, for those of you who have already ordered America, Why Will You Die, my producers just informed me that the part four, the sound wasn't on it, so be patient. If you'll call us, we will resend you another set, okay? We're so sorry about that, but he sent an email that maybe he's getting too senile to do this job. But sorry about that, folks. 3 hours are fine. The fourth hour, no sound. But we'll get you a brand new set out. If you already ordered it, just we'll send it to you automatically because we have your name and address, or should have. And if you don't get a new one within the next week or so, let us know, please. Sometimes these things happen. That's all there is to it. And don't forget, we'll be in St. Charles, Missouri next month. The last week in the month, I'll be speaking, I think, on the 29th and 30th in St. Charles, Missouri at BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, BARDS Fest. You can go to BARDS Fest. BARDSFM.com, BARDSFM.com. You can find more details about it. I'll get all details to you as soon as I get them in, what address and all the information you have to have. But next month, last weekend of the month, I'll be speaking in St. Charles, Missouri. I don't accept me speaking engagement because it's so hard to get out of here and do these things. But I think this is important, folks. I really do. And I hope that you'll try to attend if you can. In St. Charles, Missouri. And we'll get more information to you as soon as we can. You can look up on bardsfm.com and find out more about it on there also. And don't forget, we are offering the teaching, the four-hour teaching, America, Why Will You Die? And folks, we'll get the sound on, I promise. America, Why Will You Die? Is probably one of the most, I'll just say it up front, powerful and important teachings I have ever done. Because if you believe the Scripture, and if you have enough sense to look at Scripture and current events, I can prophesy what's coming next. Not because I'm smart, because I read the Scripture and see what's happening, and I know what the next step's going to be. In this teaching of 4 hours of teaching, I took Scriptures, single verse of Scripture, sometimes four or five Scriptures, and tie them into what's happening in this country, in current events, and what's coming down. And you can see the correlation between the two as clear as putting a hand in a glove. It's just that easy. America, why will you die? God asked a question to Israel twice in Ezekiel. And he asked the same question to us today. Why will you die? Why are you killing yourself? Folks, for $12.50, you get 4 hours of teaching. I hope you'll get it. Make copies of it, share with your friends and family. You have got to know the time we're in to know how to prepare for what's coming. Please understand that. It's so vitally important that you know this. America, why will you die? All you have to do is just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa, I want a copy. If you use a credit card or debit card, you can. If you want to get her address and write to us, you can get that from Lisa also. But folks, we want you to have it. And again, not because it's me on it. Please understand, I'm a hillbilly and I know that. And I'm not that pretty to look at. I don't speak that well. But the scriptures speak truth to us with warnings, exhortations, and everything that you can imagine that we need to get through this mess. As I said in the article I wrote, and also in the teaching, America doesn't need revival. America needs resurrected. America is dead, folks. She's a rotting corpse. The maggots are crawling out of her right now. That's what you're seeing. She's a pus and maggots crawling out of the dead corpse of America. She's not the country I knew when I was growing up. Not even close. But it's available for $12.50 if you want it. Now, let's get to our guest. Our guest tonight is a gentleman I just met recently by phone. He read my last article, America, Why Will You Die, on News with Views, and he called me. He said he enjoyed it. And, you know, to tell you the truth, folks, I had more response from this article than any article that I've ever written. 95% of it was positive. Some people were upset that I mentioned the denomination that supports sexuality, whether directly or indirectly, just like the Seventh-day Adventists. Their policy says they don't, but they have churches that are members of the organization that do. So indirectly, they are supporting homosexuality. Bible says, come up among you and be ye separate, so you won't partake of their plagues. Folks, I'm saying this out of love, but most denominations, Americans, some of the Baptist different denominations, the Church of Christ, the Methodist Church, the Brethren Church, the Mennonite Church, all support sodomy and sexual perversion. If you're part of those organizations and you're given to the organizations, you're feeding the beast. Understand that. I'm telling you the truth because I care. And most 501c3 churches are part of the organization, are part of the beast, because they don't want to lose their tax exempt status, so they will go along and follow the rules so they won't lose their money. What's the root of all evil? The love of money. So then this gentleman read the article and he called me anyway, and I was shocked and honored to hear from him. And we're going to talk in a few minutes to our guest, because Daniel Smithwick has a lot to share, but I want to tell you about his organization. He's the head of an organization called the Nehemiah Institute. Nehemiah Institute. Now, it's the mission of the Nehemiah Institute is to unleash a massive spiritual awakening within a Christian community by helping Christian organizations and the individuals and families they serve establish quantifiable standards for worldview education and a personal plan for each individual to achieve and maintain a Christian worldview. We are a unique Christian ministry providing one-of-a-kind worldview testing and training program to families, schools, churches, businesses, and political groups. Now, folks, there's only two worldviews, humanist and Christian. Either you are a Christian and will look at the world through the eyes of Christ and His commandments, His laws, His statutes, and judgments, or you're a humanist following your own direction. That's all this. There's nothing in between. That's all there is. And our guest, Mr. Dan Smithwick, is with us. Dan, are you there?
I am here, and thank you, Pastor Butch, for having me on your show tonight.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and I was so thrilled that you called and talked to me after you read the article, because sometimes my article seems to offend people.
Well, that happens, doesn't it, with today's world, where we're very confused about truth, if there even is such a thing as truth, and so people get upset easily, and, you know, it's just incredibly sad that we have this division going on in our country between families and friends.
It's beyond sad. It's a catastrophe. But people now run on feelings, brother. Even the church. Indeed. But I'm talking about now for those, well, you hurt my feelings. Well, get over it, honey bunch. That's life. You know? You hurt my feelings. I mean, people get sued for hurting somebody's feelings now.
Instead of, reasoning from Scripture with their mind to truth, you're right. It's all feelings. I got hurt, and therefore you're wrong.
I've seen people leave the churches over some of the stupidest things, break up with the fellowships, different things. But in the world today, with the BLM movement and the CRT movement and all the other trash out there that's running on feelings, and people say, well, you hurt my great-great-grandma. I'll never forgive you for that. Listen, I'm sorry. I wasn't alive then. I didn't do that. We fought a war to stop it, apparently. So get over it. And these are things that divide the country, Dan. And of course, vaxxed and unvaxxed. Some places won't let you in business now unless you're vaccinated. And some businesses won't let you in if you are vaccinated. We're seeing division in a country that's on purpose, are we not?
Indeed we are. And behind that, I argue there is a long story of how we got to where we are today that perhaps we can get into some bit.
But I wanted to just begin tonight, if you want to. Begin tonight,
absolutely,
maybe.
Absolutely, we will. Yes, yes, we will.
Tell the people first who Dan Smithwick is. Where'd you come from?
Right,
how did you get involved in this?
Well, I'll make it a bit of a short story version of that. I came to Christ at age 33. I was a very religious person, but I was not a Christian. I did not know Christ. I had no concern for the Word of God. And yet very, very religious, would never miss church on Sunday, that kind of life. But in 1975, God woke me up.
I got to ask you a question very quickly. Did your church not preach the law and salvation? I mean, did you not know that you were walking in sin?
None. No.
Really? They didn't preach that.
No. I never heard that I was lost.
Until
the Lord directed me some steps, and at age 33 at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, imagine that, God showed up and changed my world.
Amen. He'll do that.
I was just, we were at an event, and I won't go through all that, but at that morning, God decided, he planned that, of course, to show up, and I was washed from head to foot. I felt like there was somebody plugged in something to me, and I felt electricity going through me, and I just was changed. And I immediately had this amazing thirst for the Word of God. I went out and bought a Bible, never had a Bible. And it just changed my life. So
Amen.
I was working for AT&T at that time, and I had a 20-year career with AT&T, and that changed because of some leading of God. I wound up, my wife and I moved from Upper Midwest to Kentucky. We were there 9 years, and while there, I for 2 years was working on a project that Pat Robertson had going called the Freedom Council. And it was a ministry primarily around salt and light, how to be salt and light in your communities. And I was a rep for Kentucky and Tennessee. And in that time of working with adults, I began to wonder about, where do we get our ideas from? Are the ideas that we think are important, are they biblically defined? Or are these just ideas that we come up with? Or our parents believed, or our grandparents. And that led to the thought of it would be really nice to have some type of an assessment to help us know if our thoughts were rooted in Scripture. So over a two-year period, I created a worldview assessment that is called the Peirce Test. And I'm known around the country and a few other countries for this Peirce Test, which is a 30-minute online assessment that identifies for us the basic worldview that we each hold to. And you are exactly right what you just said. We're either going to have a Christian worldview or some form of a humanist worldview.
Right.
And PEERS is an acronym standing for politics, by which we mean civil government, economics, education, religion, and social issues. And so we argue that you have to have thoughts about those five areas. You cannot not have thoughts. You have thoughts about how civil government should work, how economics should work.
May I suggest something very quickly? It's impossible not to take your philosophy of your life into your workplace or into politics. Whatever you believe in your heart is going to be manifest in what you do wherever
Absolutely.
You are, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no such thing as no worldview. It's just a question of which worldview
That's
are you
right.
thinking.
And there's no such thing as a non-religious person. Everybody has a religion. Maybe humanism, whatever.
They do,
everybody's
they
got
do,
a religion.
The atheist has a religion.
That's right.
He's fiercely proud of it. So,
that's right.
So this worldview assessment that I've developed with some help and through a very strong validation process, it's now been used by over 1,000 Christian schools in America and in other countries. About 30 Christian colleges and universities in America have used this to help identify, are they passing on a biblical worldview to the next generation? That's the essence of what the Pearce test is showing. And sadly, what their mission statements always say about giving students a biblical worldview is in most Christian schools not happening.
That's true.
And the evidence of that can be seen on our website, NehemiahInstitute.com, where there's a chart that shows a 30-year picture of what I call a worldview shift in America that has brought us to where we are today and why you have raised the exact right question, America, why will ye die? And so we're trying to give some answer to that and some solution to that. I mean, the Lord can come back next week, and we'll all be happy if that happens. But if he tarries, what are we going to do? Are we just going to roll over and allow these Marxists to redefine and capture America? That's my heartache.
Well, it's happening, and it has been all of our lives. You and I grew up in a whole different time here. I know you're a few years older than I am, but we grew up in a time when America still had some values, when America still had some morals. Even in the public school system, they had morals. They could actually pray in school when the Ten Commandments hung on the wall, and we were taught basic moral concepts, and they were enforced in the schools, enforced in public, and in the civil authorities. But that has changed to the point now that this nation has lost every bit of moral sensibility and more responsibility.
It's gone. Yes. And
go ahead.
And we have recently put out a publication that explains why that has happened. And if I may say that, it's called Political Correctness, a Dangerous and Deceptive Worldview. That's the name of the book. The book tells the story of how Marxists in 1930 came to America. They moved the institution they had in Germany called the Frankfurt School. They moved it to America. They put up their shop in Columbia University in New York City. These are Marxists. These are the scholarly Marxists that fled because they were at odds with Hitler about how to make Germany a Marxist nation. So they fled, several of them. They set up shop in Columbia University. And who did they meet there? None other than John Dewey. John Dewey is the father of American education.
Yes.
And he's a signer of the Humanist Manifesto. And it was the perfect storm because Dewey had built the teacher college system in America, training teachers. So here the Marxists have the ideology that they want. Dewey has the distribution system, the teacher college system. And they set out to change America through our education system, starting at the university level and working their way down. And today, they are working at elementary grade levels, teaching kids Marxist ideas.
They truly are. And bringing the steps of the Communist Manifesto and corrupting the kids in every way possible. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and you probably heard the homosexual choir online singing "We're Coming for You, Children." I guess you heard that song, haven't you?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
And somebody said, "Well, they won't get mine. I'll knock tar out of them." I said, "You don't understand. They're not coming to rape your child. They're coming to persuade your child."
Absolutely.
I mean, they hurt the body and maybe the mind, but they persuade them, they destroy the heart, mind, and soul, and the body, all three.
And there's so many things that are today being put into young kids in these schools, the government school system, as I prefer to call it, and they're actually telling students, you should not share this with your parents.
Oh, yes.
Now, think about
absolutely.
That. That's horrible.
Well, they can take young girl to a murder clinic, have a baby murdered, without the parents knowing about it.
Exactly right. Legally, they can do that.
Yes, they can.
So, you know, we as the church, I say, we've been sitting on the sidelines. We've seen some of this darkness come over us, and we pretty much stayed on the sidelines and cursing the darkness, but we have not had a plan, an offensive plan. The other side has had a plan. They've been very patient. They're working their plan. And when you read this political correctness of how these Marxists came in here, you see their strategies where they put together, in essence, a statement of faith, just like a church has a statement of faith. We believe, dot, 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 dot. That's what these folks have done. They are working that plan, and everything that's rolled out in America in the last couple of years is right exactly what they intended to do from the very beginning.
Well, back in 1984, I think it was, the sodomites put out the gay manifesto and said they would get our youth into schools and military and other places. And they've done it. And the church sat back and waited for the rapture. That's all they've done.
Yeah, that's all they've done. And now the homosexuals have made peace with churches, and churches have made peace with them. And
absolutely.
So we're marrying homosexuals, we're ordaining homosexuals. And you mentioned some denominations, and I was affiliated with one of those for a while, my wife and I. And, I mean, this is, you have to know, if you're a devout, Bible-believing Christian, this is stirring the wrath of God.
Absolutely.
And the day comes when God decides to yank the chain because we have gone so far. He's done that many times. I mean, Noah's flood was a big God yanking the chain and saying, I've had enough. I am absolutely of the opinion that we're about to see God yank the chain, and it's going to hurt.
And America is going to pay more than any nation in the world, because we've had more than any nation in the world.
Yes, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. We've had more light from God, truth from God, and we've squandered it, we've trampled it, we've allowed these God-hating Marxists to come in and take control of institutions. We have voted for people who are Marxist, and then we wonder why all this stuff is happening. It is just absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you know, people get upset with me when I tell them that you can find in the scriptures and find out what kind of people you're supposed to vote for office. It's in the Bible, folks.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
And I've read it too many times. It's in there. So when you compromise and vote for less or what our Father says you support, you just undermine your own country. And I'll say this again, this is clear as I can say it. There is election, I don't care if the president was an A1 believer, he cannot turn this country around unless the country repents. Because without repentance, there is no hope of salvation for individuals or nation.
Absolutely. You're totally, totally right, Pastor Butch. And I also say in this work we do with Worldview that we have to learn from the scriptures. What is the purpose of civil government?
Amen.
We have made civil government a god in our country. We expect this god to give us things. There's
and
nothing
it does.
In the
and it does.
In the Bible. Yeah, it does. It does. Exactly right. Good point.
I mean, they fed us and closed us in housing now for generations. Ever since Roosevelt started giving Social Security checks, we've become dependent on government. Now we have Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, all the other organizations that feed us and clothe us in houses. And I've learned a long time ago that most people won't bite the hand that feeds them.
Right. And look what's happened in the past year. Now the government's sending out checks to sit at home.
And people will not work.
They
won't go back to work. They can't even find truck drivers to deliver gas to our new old community here. And groceries don't deliver because they can't find drivers to deliver them.
Right. That's happening all across America. I travel quite a bit. And every place we've gone, we find restaurants have signs up looking for help. They apologize for slow service because they can't get help. It's just, the world is upside down. Absolutely.
Well, that was planned. And who would have thought they could have done it with a little make-believe virus?
Yes, a make-believe virus. That is, I'm very much of that persuasion. I've been watching things that whole thing is part of a story that I've been become convinced. We haven't talked about this, but I've become convinced that there is a movement across this world, and their long-term, their end game is depopulation.
Of course, and total control.
Total control.
If you ever get a chance, go to our website, PastorButch.com, and look under COVID hoax. Read the news on there.
Yeah.
You might be surprised what's on there. But anyway, we're getting off topic. So Nehemiah Institute, what I've read along about it and what I've seen about it is absolutely phenomenal organization. I mean, to offer to the schools and even the churches, you wouldn't think a church would need to know how to have a biblical worldview. But they do, don't they?
They don't. And it's not something but very few churches have addressed what is a true biblical meaning of the phrase biblical worldview. I like to give a few key scriptures to that. 2 Corinthians 10:5. See to it, or we are to take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now that's a pretty tall order.
That's a big order.
Take every thought captive. You know, not just say I like it, but captive. You know, your life is now under the control of someone else, Christ, because you have been taken captive by the word of God. Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy, human tradition, and so forth. Those are two key scriptures about what is the essence of worldview. And that's been happening. We have been taken captive. We have been taken captive to a philosophy that's rooted in humanism, socialism, Marxism, anything but Christianity.
Amen. Well,
and it's been a slow, slow burn.
It has been. It's been a slow cancer. And the scripture tell us, ask us, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yes, I quote that all the time, too, Psalm 11:3.
Yes, sir. And it's happened for sure. You know, and we've forgotten. I'm sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're so much fun to talk to. I just can't keep quiet. Go ahead.
Well, likewise. But that verse, that Psalm 11:3, you know, the foundations, what can the righteous do? Well, it's a question that we should answer, you know.
Yes.
And our foundations are being destroyed. America's foundations are being destroyed. And so we should be given an answer as a church. Here's what we can do, but we're not even doing that. We're not even addressing it.
Like I said, they're waiting for the rapture. But
yes.
You know, I just see this, and I'll be teaching probably this, maybe teaching on this topic in Missouri. I've seen this some time back. Lord, show me two or three things here that we have allowed our heritage in our God to be stolen from us by man's handouts. We've lost it.
Yes.
Because of ignorance, Hosea 4:6. But in Colossians, we're told that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Christ.
Yes.
We no longer belong
yes.
to Satan. We belong to Christ, all right? We're in his kingdom. And in Philippians, I always get this messed up, I think, 3:20, it says our conversation is heaven. That word conversation means citizenship. It means citizenship.
It does. Absolutely. The word means citizenship.
So why are we so cowardly to speak up and defy Caesar's citizenship if we don't think it's right, we can't follow his laws? Isn't our allegiance to the one we serve? And then Romans tell us that whoever we lend our bodies servants to, that's our master, more or less?
Yes.
Brother, that's all through the scriptures. If you're serving man's laws, contrary to God's laws, you're serving man, not God, and you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't do that. It's impossible.
Right. Well, another key verse to this whole problem is Proverbs 22:7, I think it is. Train up a child in the way he should go.
Amen.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, we have, here's what happened. In 1860s, we officially moved education jurisdictionally from family and church to the government.
That's right.
The government has no business. That's not a jurisdiction where God assigned the role of education. That was put with the parents, with the support of the church, or tutors, but it was not ever to be in the realm of government.
Hang on through the break, please, brother. Folks, read Deuteronomy chapter 6, the first 6 verses. You'll find out whose duty it is to teach your children. Back at the break, don't go away. Phone calls next half hour, as always.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Again, thanks for talking to Dan Smithwick, the founder and head of the Nehemiah Institute, a gentleman I am so honored to know, and to meet somebody that actually thinks like I do, that's almost scary. I mean, he sees the truth of the scriptures as clearly as can be. I just mentioned during the break that we were given the duty, not the right, the duty to arm ourselves, to defend ourselves and our families. And we didn't even defend the most innocent in the world. 75 men, unborn babies died on our watch. So why should God bless us with any kind of blessing to change our lives? And we didn't even save the lives of 75 men, children. Folks, read 2 Kings 24, verse 4. The Lamb of God said about the shedding of innocent blood. Now, brother, you were making a point before we went to break. Do you remember what it was?
About the issue of government, you know, what is the role of government?
Right, okay.
We have so badly messed that up, and so we think government is there to meet our every need, to be a safety net, and all that kind of nonsense. So unless we are properly teaching our youth that, this problem will continue to perpetuate because we just look into the wrong place for how these things are to be done. And and the government wants it that way. They want us to think that, you know, we are in submission to them, that we are dependent on them. That's why they're sending these checks out and saying, sit home.
Well, either God is God or government is God. You can't serve two masters. And that's what it is. And every 501c3 organization that calls itself a church is serving two masters or trying to. You know that.
Yes. And we
can laugh about that, and people get mad when I say that, but I'm telling the truth. That's how it works. And we want to blame other people for everything that happens. We want to blame the state house, the courthouse, the church house. And the courthouse, the White House, and the state house. But it's the church house's fault. We're the ones who dropped the ball, not them.
Absolutely.
They did what they know to do. They corrupt and destroy. They come to kill, steal, and destroy, and they do it very well. They know how to handle it in a way that people won't be offended up front until it's too late.
Yeah, that is well said. Well said. I would like to suggest, if I may, Pastor Butch, that you know this topic of worldview. That's really the war today, and I would invite your audience go to our website, NehemiahInstitute.com, read about that, and they can take this worldview test there. There's a fee for that. It's well worth it, because when you get your results back, you're going to see where you have maybe unknowingly and unintentionally bought into some secular humanist, if not socialist, ideas.
Yes.
Because that's what's in our culture. And that's what's keeping us to, that's what's keeping us from rising up and taking a stand and pushing back on this stuff. We somehow thinking, well, maybe that's okay. You know, socialism may not be so bad.
Well, we watch justice being perverted every day. And again, I'll go back to the unborn children. I mean, what greater evil could be done than slaughtering your own children? And again, 2 Kings 24:4 tells you what God does with that. But these are situations that we have forgotten as a nation. And we've forgotten because it's not reminded in the churches. Lots of, millions of people go to church. They go to some kind. I won't even call it church. The true church is standing. But many people go to buildings they call churches. But they never hear, like you didn't hear about salvation. Need repentance until you're 33 years old. That is really a crying shame, brother, because without salvation, without repentance, there is no hope. There is no hope beyond this world. You're damned. I mean,
That's right.
I don't understand what churches are thinking or doing. I guess it's a social club.
Well, it's been compromised for sure with, humanist ideas. We've abandoned the idea of the authority and inerrancy of Scripture. So if you do that, what do you trust in? You trust in man. And that's where we've devolved to, is postmodernism. You know, there's no such thing as objective truth.
That's why there's been so many new Bibles written to change the word.
Oh, yes. I'm assuming you may know this, but the latest Bible translation, I think it's a year old now, maybe a year and a half, the Queen James Version.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Guess what the Queen James Version has done? They've sanitized the Bible.
Of course. A lot of them do that. The NIV leaves out the blood in many places, and it changes many things.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's partially written by lesbians, so I'm sure you can trust that one.
Yeah.
I want to read a statement. Pardon, go ahead. What'd you say?
I was going to say that's what the Queen James was put out by a lesbian group. They went through and cleaned up all the verses,
Oh, you can trust it. I know we can. They wouldn't do anything bad. But Charles G. Finney said this one time. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility in respect to the morals of this nation. How right was he?
How right was he? I say amen to that. I've said that. I speak to pastor groups at times that the pulpit is God's chosen place where truth is to be proclaimed.
Amen.
And the pulpits have gone soft. The pulpits have gone cold. And so what's coming from pulpits today is anything but biblical Christianity.
We're told that Satan has ministered behind the pulpit. You know that. He himself is a minister of light. So he has ministers in the churches today, does he not?
Oh, sure. No question.
You know, that's just the way it is. And folks, if you want to call, you can. We'll get the phone call in just a minute. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. So you've been doing this how many years now with Nehemiah Institute?
I founded it in 1986, and we published the Peirce Test in 1988. So 32 years we had been watching this train wreck happen. And I get invited to a lot of schools and some church groups, some still somewhat sensible church groups. We're doing pastor briefing conferences around the country, talking about the need for the church to take back the responsibility for educating their children. Imagine that. The church, that's a novel idea, right? The church should educate their own children. No, we send them off to a pagan camp where the Babylonians and the Marxists are teaching our children.
That's very true.
And then
your daughter's pregnant.
Yeah, or after 18, after 18 years of age, they leave home, and within 6 months, guess what? No church, no Bible, no prayer. And pastors are lamenting over that. Parents are lamenting. Well, guess why? Where do they get their worldview? They got it from a humanist education system.
Absolutely. And I know children go to church about every week, and they know so little about the Bible. It's embarrassing. Their parents are supporting the worldview of even homosexuality because they don't want to lose their jobs. Brother, I say this, yeah. I love, but I say it firmly. If my job's more important than the souls of my children, then I'm damned to hell. I don't know how else to put that. I mean, I know maybe you can't buy the fanciest car or the biggest house, but you got food on the table and clothes to wear. Paul said, "Be content," right?
Right. Two things. That's right. Be content.
You know, we're hitting some heavy stuff tonight. But you've been doing since 1986. You said.
Yeah. So 35 years we've been at this. For a while, it was a passion of mine, a hobby, not a hobby, but an interest. And then it grew to I had to fish or cut bait, and I decided to leave the world of AT&T and went full time with this. And I've been doing this now for full time for 20 plus years.
And how you supported the donations?
Some, but our services, we not only have the worldview assessment, but we have several other materials largely used by schools, curriculum type materials, also materials for churches for adult study groups, and so. I've always believed that if our materials were biblically based and good, they would pay for themselves, and that's what's happened. So we are largely financed by products for fees for products and services.
You're self-funded. So do you also give courses for homeschoolers?
Yes, we do. We do work with homeschoolers again on some curriculum materials, and especially the worldview assessment. So that's an audience that we have find that are doing pretty well. There are certain Christian school groups that do very well on what we have, but they're a very small minority. Most Christian schools have bought into humanism.
Oh,
that's
yes.
a really sad indictment, but that's the truth.
Well, if the churches have bought into it, too, through the 501c3, they bought into the whole thing, too, so why shouldn't they?
Yes, right. So the teachers that these schools are getting are just... You know, operating from the essence of a humanist worldview, they believe in Christ, they believe in heaven, they believe in hell, but they think humanistically, if not socialist thoughts, in these other realms of government and economics and social issues.
Well, and so didn't Christ tell us? I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
Didn't Christ tell us in Matthew chapter 7, there'll be many come out and say, Lord, we healed the sick, we raised dead, we fed the poor, and he's going to say, I never knew you?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of scary?
Oh, my gosh.
That's scary, isn't it?
Well, I think it's the faith of many, many people that are dying.
I guarantee, and they're going to church every day.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't want to get into all this, but... People commit suicide, and people think, "Well, they're all right. They're going to heaven, and they're third degree Masons, and they're going to heaven." And on it goes.
Yeah. You know, nobody goes to hell anymore. You know, nobody goes to hell. You know, God just loves everybody, and you know, you did the best you could, and come on in.
God help us get over that. We got to.
Yes.
Let's go to my brother Gary in Arizona. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. Thank you very much for having your guest on. Can you hear me, Butch?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. What I called about was what you have been talking about. You know, people just going to church and going home, I'm going to tell you what you have done there. You went to church and you went home. That's all you did.
That's it.
And in Ephesian church, he made it very clear that you were called unto good works, which God ordained from the beginning, for you to bring forth good works. So you must have a do with what you profess to be. And I'll give you an example. Okay, I go out to the street and I put up signs. Various signs I put up, but what I put up is... I love your little preborn neighbor as yourself. What is abortion? The killing of preborn babies. Now, I do several other ones along that line. But here's the point that I want to make. See, everybody can do what I do. All you got to do is make yourself a couple of signs and go out there. And here it's really hot in Arizona anymore, so I've only been going out for an hour, hour and a half, because most of us are old, and we don't hold up too good in the heat. But I'll count cars that pass me. Maybe 700 cars will pass me, and some of them have at least two people in the car. So I got to preach without saying a word to 700 people.
Amen.
And I assure you, if I just wanted to go out there and speak word of mouth, I might get one person, maybe two. But what I am saying is, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, you know, see, the church is not like that. But these people had to do to them. God moved in their heart, and they did something. Every single one of them did something.
Amen.
We want things to change with people not doing anything.
I agree.
Now, Gary, this is I wanted to comment, Gary. Thank you for those comments, Gary. And then, you know, to support what you're saying, think back to the first early church. Why were people martyred? It wasn't because they went to a worship center and went home. They took their Christianity out in the culture and confronted culture with it. That's what cost them their head.
Amen. And it still is, in better way, but America.
Yes.
I mean, many countries, many Christians martyred around the world.
I deal with it every week. And I like to ask people or talk to people that go to these churches. Now, I'm not against going to church. You know, but you go to church, you're supposed to go to church and you learn the things of God so you can apply the words of God within your life. And so now that you have the word of God in your life, you should have it in your mouth just like Jeremiah had it in his mouth. And he couldn't shut up.
Amen.
God even told him, you know, even though they won't listen to it,
you
go proclaim
them. That's right.
You may be able to pull a brand or two out of the fire. Now, God has called us to be his voice on planet Earth. And people pray and they want God to do everything, but God gave man dominion over the earth and over everything upon the earth. And so he wants to move in our hearts so we can lift him up, so we can change things. And I'll ask people, I'm glad that you go to church, but what do you do that has eternal value?
Amen.
Good question.
And I
good
hardly
question.
Ever get answers to that.
Well, what did James say? Faith
well,
without works.
Thank you both so very, very much for what you do. And
thank you, Gary.
God bless you and keep you. And I do pray that there's many, many people that are listening to this program right now will take to heart what both of you have said so far.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend.
God for you. So you all have a blessed day.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks so much. God bless his heart. Gary's been with this ministry for over 20 years, I'm sure, maybe longer than that. Trying to support us when he can, and he's been out on the streets faithfully every week, two or three times a week.
Really?
Trying to stop the slaughter of babies. This man and his wife are like you and I. They're no longer young'uns, but they're out there every day packing around signs and every couple of days trying to get people to join him in the battle. He talks to churches, and they agree with him, but they won't help him. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yes, it is.
Now, I agree you're right, but I don't get my hands dirty. I don't go to work.
God bless you, brother. Go for it, but we can't join. Yeah. We can.
And it's amazing. Now, folks, we've got lines open if you want to call. We're going to run out of time before you know it. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I know you listen to a couple of radicals in the air now that take a stand. They believe the Bible for what it says. We call out people for the responsibility. We call ourselves out for responsibilities. And I have to tell you what, Brother Dan, I don't mind telling you this. I'm not a lot of difference in age between you and I. And there are times this old hillbilly gets tired and wants to say, let's let it go to hell and go fishing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do indeed.
You know, sometimes just paying the bills gets frustrating, and we're so tight this month. I'm not sure about next month yet. It's going to be really tight, but been that way for a long time. Just to, you know, what can I say? By the grace of God, we're still here. But it does get kind of discouraging when you can't even, you don't know how you're going to pay the bills next month. I have other things on mind besides bills, so I like to get that. If I had that taken care of, I could concentrate more on other things, if you know what I'm saying about that.
I do. I've been there, and over the years, you know, the valleys and the times when you wonder, did God really call us to this? But that's when God shines, you know, and something happens and you know that it was God.
When I get a call of somebody like you that appreciates what the Lord asked me to write, and I wrote that, took me a little while to write that one. Generally, I can write things in a matter of a couple of hours, what's given to me. It took a while to do that. It took me a couple of weeks to put together the teaching I did, America, How You Die.
Yeah,
if you'd like to have a copy of that video, I'll be glad to send it to you if you want to look at it.
I would love it, and I'm sure your audience would, so I'd be happy to get that myself, Pastor Butch.
All right, I'll be glad to send it to you.
I sure will.
I mean, listen, it's coming from a hillbilly. I talk like a hillbilly. I teach on hillbilly levels because that's what I understand. So I don't fancy anything that's above anybody's head. It's scriptural. It's factual. I don't leave anything to chance to come to the Bible or what's happening, because once you're proven to be unreliable, no one can trust you, and I don't want that. Don't want that.
I bet you appreciated J. Vernon McGee.
Oh, I did. Absolutely, I did. Yeah, I mean, he stuck in there faithful for a lot of years, didn't he?
Oh, boy, did he ever. Did he ever, yeah. He was a great saint.
Folks, write down this phone number. This is how you can contact the NMI Institute. Write down this phone number. It's toll-free. Write it down and call and ask maybe for some resources. Let them show you what they do. 800-948-3101. 800-948-3101. Well, I'm thinking, brother, resend me your address. I'll make sure I have it before I get you off the air. Text me, okay? And folks, we are trying, by the grace of God, it isn't Dan, it isn't me. We're just trying to serve our master and show how much you love him by obeying him. Our nation, and I'm saying this flat up and down, is a hell of a mess. Psalms 9:17, it's been turned into hell. And we're seeing, as I said before, Brother Dan, we're seeing the pus and the maggots crawl out of the dead body. That's what we're seeing crawl out. The lowest level of life forms in this earth are crawling out of the dead body right now. You know that.
I know that for sure. I see it. I read stuff. I get confronted with it all the time. And these are people who are spewing thoughts from hell.
Amen. Amen. Let's take a phone call from Arizona. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi, Sherry. Are you a first-time caller?
No, but what I want to talk about is where God said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. And we have to remember that God does hate.
Oh, yes,
and
he does.
Because Esau sold his birthright. And that is what America is selling out right now.
It is. And sure, you know, it's what's even sadder, we've sold out our children's birthright.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's even worse. Because what does the Lord say about what you do to the children?
Amen. Amen. Now, by the way, I recognize your voice now. I recognize your voice.
And nobody is listening. That's what I have a problem with, is that nobody seems to care.
The masses don't, but a few do.
And I struggle with that. On a daily basis, you run into people at the store where you get to go somewhere these days, and nobody cares. But we have to remember the Lord hates people, and he divorced Israel.
Keep sowing seed.
Don't rebuild what you have destroyed in your marriage, you know? So you cannot rebuild something. And so God never rebuilt Israel because he divorced her.
Well, you just keep swinging the sword, sis.
These are
keep
the things that we have to come to grips with as Christians.
Yes, I agree. Well, did he tell Jeremiah, as Gary just said, they're not going to hear you, but you got to tell them anyway?
Yeah.
That's our duty. And duty is ours. Consequences are God's. Remember that. I mean, we have no say-so what the end game is going to be. We're to obey him now and let him decide what the future is.
And the Great Commission, you know, goes on forever. Go and make disciples. And, you know, we trust in God's grace for fruit to come from that.
Amen. That's all we can do. But Sherry, I understand how you feel, sweetheart. I do. But don't you quit. And by the way, it's good. I remember your voice now. Thanks for calling back in again. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Absolutely.
Please do that. All right.
Thanks.
Let's go to another call very quick. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Pastor Butch, you keep making my prayer list grow longer and longer and longer. I pray for Gary Roby, and I pray for you and Marsha Jean, and I pray for, I put Dan Smithwick on there. I just went up on the internet and found him.
Okay.
Got a nice name there. Nehemiah Institute. Nehemiah is one of my favorite books in the Old Testament. So thank you both for what you're doing. And I sent out those two copies of that book about once saved, always saved, Calvinism, not. And like you said before, two of the things, biggest things that have neutered the church are the once saved, always saved, and is the, you know, the predestination, all that goes with it. But the other thing is, of course, the pre-trib rapture. So I want to thank you, Pastor Butch, for speaking out on those items, for standing for the unborn, the pre-born, before they come out of the womb. And we are in big trouble for what we have allowed to take place here in this country, and we're going to pay a price. So God bless you both, and thank you. And for folks, support Pastor Butch by getting some of the good stuff he has, like his book, the 411-page book, The Grand Design Exposed. You still got a couple of them?
I got some left. I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, so folks, get that. That's a 411-page book. It'll tell you a lot about the early history of America. So, Pastor Butch, thank you so much for what you're doing. And
well,
thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks very much for calling in.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you
prayer.
So much.
Thanks for putting this on your prayer list.
Well, Dan, we're down about the last minute and a half. If this were the last time you get addressed people all over the world, we got listeners all over the world, what do you want to tell them?
I want to tell them that the scriptures are the infallible, authoritative word of God. You have to have your life governed by the scriptures. That's what saves us. That is what shapes us. It is what puts us on a mission. And that's what pleases God. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said a lot.
Amen.
And George Barna, the pollster, you may know of him. One of their polls recently said that on average, born-again Christians, people who identify as born-again Christians, read approximately 19 verses of Scripture a week. You cannot have a biblical worldview on 19 verses of Scripture.
No, you cannot.
Thank you for having me on, Pastor Butch.
God bless you, Daniel. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to send me the address, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right,
God
folks,
thanks.
We love you. And by tomorrow night, we'll see you again with another great broadcast, another great guest. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.